Hi, my name is Allison Mead, and welcome to What She Said, an episode of the LAFPI's podcast series. The Los Angeles Female Playwrights Initiative is dedicated to encouraging and promoting the work of female playwrights, and today I'm going to be speaking with Rati Gupta, whose show Not Another Teen Solo Show is currently playing at Theater Asylum as part of the Hollywood Fringe Festival. Rati trained with some of Chicago's most renowned choreographers while studying at Northwestern University, and worked alongside musical artists Lupe Fiasco and Flo Rida as a professional hip-hop dancer. She's since been featured in various indie films, lent her voice to Sasha of the Bratz, and co-starred in the MTV movie Worst Prom Ever, as well as being a Moth Story Slam champion and producer of the podcast How to Grow the Fuck Up. So welcome to you, Rati.
Hi.
Well, Not Another Teen Solo Show is really different from a lot of the other teen, solo shows that I've seen before, in that it gets at the idea of identity while having some fun with traditional high school experiences as seen through the eyes of movies. So as an Indian woman, I wondered how these movies positively or negatively shaped you.
Well, as an Indian woman growing up, what was interesting is that I grew up in Indiana where all my friends were white. And for me, it was hard for me to identify with them. So the way my mind kind of worked through my childhood was that I would look at television and movies and, you know, that kind of entertainment. And I used it as like a textbook in a way for me to learn how to like fit in with the rest of my peers. So I literally would watch like television shows and romantic comedies and all these things as a way of learning how to cope with the different situations that I would find myself in. So, that's just like how I kind of learned to, you know, so to say, be American. You know, they were my guides. I didn't, you know, my parents are immigrants. My older brother was, you know, this Doogie Howser genius. And so I didn't really have any like people in my life to give me advice on like how to be white, how to be American. So I turned to television and movies. So that's kind of where the inspiration for this show came about. I was home for a weekend, and I was reading through all my old journals. And I mean, everyone when they reread the things that they thought about back in when they were kids, it's horrendous. It's crazy. Some of the things that we think about as children. And I literally, in these journals, would compare myself to, like, Rachel Lee Cook and, you know, Alex Mack and Melissa Joan Hart and all these teen idols from television movies. And so I was like, this is really funny to me.
Well, similarly, the character in your show tries to take advice from teen movies to a certain extent and trying to master high school. So I wondered if you could just speak a little bit, without giving everything away, how that works out for
right.
the character.
She has moments of success, and they are masked by moments of kind of the realization that it's not working. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of this give and take where she gets to that point where she has done exactly what the movies told her to do, but then at the same time, what the movies told her to do wasn't innate to her actual being. So that's why it doesn't kind of work out in the end, because she's not being true to herself. She's being true to what her textbook told her to do, but because it's not really who she is and what she should be doing and the person she should be, she fails.
Mm. It's such an interesting idea, too. It's kind of implicit in your story. That high school really is the arbiter of success or failure, as if it stands for the rest of life. So I wonder why you think that that's so.
I don't. It's one of those things where I think when you're in high school, especially, I just think teenagers, when you're in that age, you're in that place in your life, you think everything's a big deal. Everything that happens, everything's about to ruin your life. Your mother is about to ruin your life. You know, if you don't go to that party, your life sucks. Like, all these things are such high stakes. And I think at that age, you think that if you don't date the varsity basketball captain, that the rest of your life is going to suck. And so that's why I wanted to give this high stakes kind of energy to the show and to the text, in that everything matters. Everything that happens, everyone that I'm friends with, who I talk to, the things that I do, the clubs that I'm in, all these things will affect your life. And looking back on it, it's easy to say, like, that's stupid. Like, that's just stupid. But at the time, you don't think that. You definitely don't think that.
Maybe it actually gives you a little bit of an edge if you understand, even posthumously, even if you understand high school, because they say L.A. is high school with money. So.
Yeah, no, it's, yes, definitely.
I wondered how your post-high school life has kind of helped to shape the show since that time for you.
I'd say my high school life and my post-high school life have been extremely different. I think the first day I walked into college, I was just in a very different, I was much more confident. It was very much a fresh start for me because I was finally away from the same, you know, I went to grade school and high school with the exact same people. So for me, I was very much trapped in this one identity that they all put onto me. And when I left town, it was like, okay, I can finally be me. I can start over and do what I want to do.
And what was that identity that was projected on you?
That I was like the typical like Indian nerd who like didn't drink and like couldn't get a guy. Like I was the chubby loser. Like that's what I was.
Okay. Well, clearly that's changed. So you brought the show to the Hollywood Fringe Festival this year. So I wondered why that seemed like a perfect time and place for it.
For me, specifically as a solo artist, I just felt like it was important to be a part of something greater than just me. I mean, it's a very lonely world being a solo artist and a solo writer, and I just wanted to be a part of something bigger, and I felt like being a part of a festival, especially something as unique and innovative as a Fringe Festival, I just thought it would be a good place for the show.
Cool. Well, hopefully you're having a great time.
Yeah, I'm having a great time.
If there's anything else that you're working on or you want to share at this point, I know that your time is probably really taken up with this show, but I always like to look forward too.
I'm currently working on a television pilot, kind of in a similar tone as this show. And then I'm also hoping to turn this show specifically into a book. So I'm working on that kind of translation as well.
Fantastic. So what kind of a book would it be?
It'd be a memoir. So it'd be a collection of the stories from high school.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today, and good luck with
it. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Well, Not Another Teen Solo Show runs at Theater Asylum in Hollywood until June 29th. It stars Rati Gupta and is directed and produced by Nadia Vasquez. For more information about tickets, please visit www.hollywoodfringe.org/projects/1210. For more information about LAFPI's resources, activities, and opportunities, please visit www.lafpi.com.